South Africa's manufacturing sector has been under some pressure. That's as it contracted by 8.8% quarter on quarter in the first quarter of this year. This, of course, contributing to the country's shrinking economy. But the sector started the second quarter on a good note, delivering a 4.6% rise in output in April. So what does this surprise turnaround suggest for the industry going forward? Well, SAPI is one of the players in the sector, and we're now joined by the CEO of its Southern African operations, Alex Thiel, for some more perspective.
Good afternoon, Natasha.
Alex, thank you so much for your time.
Hi.
So let's look at the manufacturing sector. Perhaps let's start off by looking at it from a South African perspective. You were telling me off air that you'd been at SAPI for 28 years. Let's talk about the way you've seen the manufacturing business, particularly in South Africa, change over the years.
Natasha, I think what we have seen is obviously a lot more competition. You know, whether that is we are a very open economy, so there are a lot more, many more imports. I do think there's been significant cost pressures, whether that's from an employment and a labour perspective, but also things like electricity and those kind of things. And obviously, competition for raw materials. You take coal, for example, competing with Eskom. But I'm quite positive in terms of the future of the South African sector. The manufacturing opportunities are actually quite exciting.
Right. So let's talk about SAPI and the different divisions. So a lot's happening, whether we're talking fourth industrial revolution, whether we're talking some of the technological or innovative changes we're seeing around us globally. How has SAPI had to, I suppose, change the way you conduct business, the way you do certain things, particularly when you look at the different business units?
I think for me, the important thing and the most important driver is actually fulfilling the customer's needs. And the market is changing and demand has changed from many years ago where it was mostly graphic paper, so paper for printing, whereas it's now moved into products such as packaging, the replacement of plastic packaging with paper packaging. As an example, South Africa has a very vibrant agricultural economy, and a lot of the fruit is exported to Europe, to Asia, and that needs good packaging. Great opportunities in that regard. A second example is our dissolving pulp business, which we've grown over the years, where probably some of the textiles you're wearing tonight is made from dissolving pulp. It came from a eucalyptus tree grown in KwaZulu-Natal. And the way I see the, from a SAPI perspective, there's a local market which is not that strong. But because of our geographic location, the Asian market is actually on our doorstep. It's cheaper to deliver something into Shanghai than it is to Cape Town. So we think about the market as being Asia and how do we actually satisfy that market, which is growing very rapidly.
Right. When you have, I suppose, conversations with others who are in the same industry, or perhaps even other executives, over the years, we've been talking about the fourth industrial revolution and how Africa will be able to, I suppose, stack up against some of the developed countries, particularly South Africa. And I think over the past few weeks, that tone around the fourth industrial revolution continues to get louder and louder. How then do we fare when it comes to, I suppose, skills in the manufacturing industry in order to be able to meet these changes that are happening?
I think very, very challenging, and I think we need to be careful to not be too optimistic about words like the fourth industrial revolution. I think what it practically means from a manufacturing perspective is using information better to understand processes. And if you understand your processes better, you can do things cheaper. You don't need as many raw materials. You just have better parameters in terms of your processes. For us to utilize that, I do think the big risk is skills and actual knowledge. One of the things that is concerning for me is we think we're going to, or we feel that we will grow all the skills in-house and in South Africa. And I actually think what we need is foreign skills to actually educate us and actually help us to get much faster and fast-tracking it and actually get to a point where we can utilize the fourth industrial revolution. But for me, I think the bottom line, there are great opportunities from a manufacturing perspective, using information better to control costs.
On that note then, the future of manufacturing, the way you see it at this point?
There's always going to be a consumer. Mm-hmm. Those consumers are growing, world GDP is growing. They'll always have needs that manufacturers need to fulfill. I think the industry is going to become much more competitive.
Yeah.
There's going to be many more entrants. If you think about countries like Vietnam, Laos, China, for example. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure we're at that curve, ahead of the curve, and we actually bring in the best skills, utilize the best skills and the best technology. But for me, a great opportunity for manufacturing to actually grow into the next decades.
Thank you so much for your time. That was the Southern Africa CEO of SAPI, Alex Thiel.